91X News.
It's 2 degrees and cloudy with snow pellets at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Vanessa Stark. This morning around 8 o'clock, an unlocated natural gas line was struck in the front yard of a Trenton house on Hollandale Avenue. According to a water and sewage worker on the scene, everything was safe and going smoothly.
Yes, no one had to be evacuated because it's just a small service, so there's no evacuation with the protocol. It's underwater, which is very good. The fire department is, they like that. I guess it's underwater, it's a good thing.
Okay.
But they're also set up and ready for anything to happen because that's their protocol.
They're hoping to get this cleaned up and back to normal in the next 2 to 4 hours. The Ministry of Labor is investigating an incident after a man is dead from injuries as a result of being trapped underneath a vehicle. The Quinte West OPP, Fire Department, and Hastings Quinte EMS responded to a report of a male being trapped underneath a vehicle on Carr Road around 2 p.m. yesterday. After emergency services removed the vehicle from on top of the male, he was transported to hospital but succumbed to his injuries as a result of the incident. A rescue operation is underway following the crash of a U.S. military transport plane off the coast of Okinawa, Japan. 11 people were on board the C-2 transport plane when it went down. So far, 8 have been rescued. ABC's Anthony Trotter reports.
Japan's defense minister said early information suggested engine trouble could have been responsible. All personnel were transferred to the USS Ronald Reagan for medical evaluation and are in good condition at this time. The U.S. Navy says the incident will be investigated. The 7th Fleet has seen 2 fatal accidents in Asian waters this year, leaving 17 sailors dead and prompting the removal of 8 top Navy officers from their posts, including the 7th Fleet commander. Anthony Trotter, ABC News, Tokyo.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will be in Goose Bay on Friday to apologize to former students of residential schools in Newfoundland and Labrador. They were left out of the national apology in 2008 as the former conservative government argued Ottawa did not oversee those schools. Lawyer Stephen Cooper represented former students in a class action lawsuit and says the apology is what matters most to many of them.
I've been a lawyer for almost 3 decades, and this has taken up a little over one of those decades. I have never in my life, and I know that I never will, meet a more loving, patient, understanding, forgiving group of humans in my life.
The federal government will unveil its highly anticipated housing strategy at events in Toronto and Vancouver today. Adam Burns has the story.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will unveil the Liberal plan at Toronto's Lawrence Heights Community Housing Project this afternoon. Social Development Minister Jean-Yves Duclos will make a simultaneous announcement on the West Coast. The government is looking to ease the concerns of Canadians who fear being priced out of the market, especially in growing urban areas like Toronto and Vancouver. The plan will put a heavy emphasis on increasing supply through building tens of thousands of affordable housing units over the next decade. Adam Burns, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
The Manitoba government is eyeing more public sector job cuts and more private sector involvement in government programs. In the annual throne speech at the legislature, the Tory government says it is planning a public service transformation strategy. Premier Brian Polster says details will come later, but the move will be above and beyond plans announced earlier to cut civil service jobs by 8% over 3 years.
Our work continues on getting our fiscal house in order. We've had some success and more to do in reining in deficit spending. It has not been easy.
Pallister says some services might be privatized and private companies will see new incentives to invest in areas like childcare. The Manitoba Federation of Labor says the throne speech makes it clear the government is intent on cutting key public services. 3 American service members are under investigation for alleged misbehavior during U.S. President Donald Trump's trip to Vietnam earlier this month. Jackie Quinn reports.
The Pentagon says the incident is under investigation. According to the Washington Post, several Army non-commissioned officers are accused of improper contact with foreign women during the president's stop in Vietnam, along with curfew violations. They worked for the White House Communications Agency, which helps ensure the president and other officials have secure communication systems. The accused have been reassigned, and they could lose their security clearances and face disciplinary action. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A study by U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs shows a parasite from Vietnam may be killing vets.
A small pilot study commissioned by the Department of Veterans Affairs this spring finds some Vietnam veterans may be infected by a slow-killing parasite. It can take decades for the symptoms to appear, but when they do, patients often experience tremendous pain with just a few months to live. The study looked into the link between liver flukes ingested through raw or undercooked fish and a rare bile duct cancer. Of 50 blood samples submitted, over 20% came back positive or bordering positive for liver fluke antibodies. I'm Mike Rossia.
The co-founder of Pixar and the leader of Walt Disney Animation is taking a six-month leave of absence. Ed Donahue has the story.
John Lasseter is responsible for movies like Toy Story, Cars, and Finding Nemo. In a vaguely worded memo, Lasseter says he knows he has made some employees feel disrespected and uncomfortable. There's a reported unwanted advance toward actress and writer Rashida Jones, who had been working on the script for Toy Story 4. In his memo, Lasseter said he especially wanted to apologize to anyone who has ever been on the receiving end of an unwanted hug or any other gesture they felt crossed the line. He added, the sabbatical will be used to recharge and return with the insight and perspective to be the leader Pixar and Disney deserve. I'm Ed Donahue.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
This is Bruce Coburn for USC Canada. You can help make a fundamental difference in people's lives with just a little time and effort. For 56 years, USC Canada has been providing leadership in helping the poor. Many of the world's impoverished are working hard to improve their lives. Think of the difference your commitment can make in someone's life today. It's easy to get more information. You can find the USC Canada website at www.uscanada.org. USC Canada is people breaking the pattern of poverty.
Good afternoon, I'm Michael Fleming with QNET Sports. The International Olympic Committee has banned four new Russian athletes for doping at the 2014 Sochi Games. Gold medalist Alexander Tretyakov, bronze medalist Elena Nikitina, Maria Orlova, and Olga Podolitsyna are the four athletes banned today. All four athletes competed in skeleton. 10 Russian athletes have now been banned, and Russia has been stripped of six of its medals from Sochi as evidence of a state-sponsored doping program is collected. A Michigan sports doctor is expected to plead guilty to multiple charges of sexual assault at a hearing today. Jackie Quinn of the Associated Press has more.
Dr. Larry Nassar faces a minimum of 25 years behind bars. He's charged with molesting seven girls, mostly under the guise of treatment at a Michigan State University clinic and at his home. Among the victims who've spoken out are Olympians Gabby Douglas, Allie Reisman, and Michaela Maroney. Victims have testified that Nassar molested them, even at times with their parents in the room. The prosecutor has said that Nassar convinced the patients it was some type of legitimate treatment for their injuries and says they looked up to him as if he were a gymnastics god. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Closer to home, Belleville Senators goalie Andrew Hammond has been recalled by the Colorado Avalanche. The Belleville Sens dropped last night's game against the Charlotte Checkers by a score of 4-2. Max Reinhardt and Ethan Warrick had the goals for the Sens. Chris Dreiger took the loss in net with a 29-save effort. The Sens are back in action tonight against Charlotte. In the NHL, the Vancouver Canucks beat the Philadelphia Flyers 5-2 with Brock Besser scoring twice. Dallas beat Montreal 3-1 last night thanks to two goals 59 seconds apart in the second period. The Blues routed the Oilers 8-3 to take over first place in the NHL. All seven Canadian teams are in action tonight. Toronto is in Florida. Ottawa heads to Washington. Montreal takes on Nashville. Calgary visits Columbus. Winnipeg travels to Los Angeles. Edmonton takes on Detroit. And Vancouver faces Pittsburgh. Toronto FC fought the Columbus Crew to a scoreless draw on the first of two legs of Major League Soccer's Eastern Conference Final. The second leg is set for November 29th in Toronto. In basketball, the Toronto Raptors face the Knicks tonight in New York, looking for their fifth straight win. DeMar DeRozan is riding a performance that won him Eastern Conference Player of the Week on Monday. The Boston Celtics are going for win number 17 tonight as they head to Miami to face the Heat. A win tonight would make this streak the third longest in Celtics franchise history. The 105th Grey Cup match is set for Sunday in Ottawa. The Toronto Argonauts will face the league-leading Calgary Stampeders, who are making their second straight Grey Cup appearance. The coaches for both teams held a news conference this morning ahead of the game Sunday. Kickoff is set for 6:30 p.m. The game is sold out. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com.
The forecast for Belleville, mainly cloudy with a chance of flurries clearing up afternoon. Temperature falling to -1 this afternoon. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of -7. At 12:10, it's 2 degrees on QNET News, on the air on 91X, on and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Vanessa Stark. News on 91X, next at 1.